This podcast is brought to you by no one. If you're interested in sponsoring this broadcast, email us at c4podcast@chrisklem.net. Thank you. I'm in a zone.
Welcome, everybody, to the live Chris Klemm's Cavs Cast. We're here at the Stone Tavern hanging out with some friends and watching Game 5 of the NBA Finals. Joining me as co-host on this adventure, to say the least, is a man who has his own T-shirts that say, "Who is Ray Roberts?" There's yet to be anybody with a concrete answer to that question, but here he is, Ray Roberts.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Now, Ray, are you a Cavs fan?
I am a Cavs fan.
He's decked out in what appears to be a Bismarcky Dookie chain and a LeBron James jersey from his first go-round in Cleveland. He's got his LeBron James headband on, and he's ready to go, right? You're ready to go.
Yeah, I'm ready to go. I even wore gold shoes. Got to match the Adidas to Adidas, too. So
yeah.
I didn't check that.
You can afford all this stuff? What, you're a car salesman?
My mom bought half of this. So.
Nice. All right, the way this is going to work is everybody's been complaining about how bad Jeff Van Gundy and Mark Jackson's commentary is, so we've decided to solve that problem by talking for them instead of letting them have a chance to speak. So instead of hearing Mark Jackson complain about how kids no longer go to the playground to play basketball, you'll be hearing Ray Roberts complain about how nobody buys cars from him. It should be a fair trade-off. And with that, we're going to get started. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Chronicler.
I have traveled many deserts and many moons have passed since our last encounter, Chris. Why did you summon me?
Chronicler, I need to know. You can see all into the past and into the future. What are the Cavs' odds of pulling out this Game 5?
I predict with 100% accuracy that the Cavs will kick at least 2 field goals.
Chronicler, the Cavs are a basketball team. This is the NBA Finals.
Oh, yes. Okay. I would say, who is the team they're playing?
The Golden State Warriors.
Are they good?
They have the best record in the NBA regular season of all time.
I predict with 100% accuracy, the Cleveland Cavaliers will take the
Golden State Warriors.
Yes. They're going to win. Those are the words you want to hear. Those are the words that I said.
Now, Chronicler, as a follow-up to that, since you said 100% accuracy, this is what will happen. The Cavs are wearing T-shirt jerseys, which LeBron James is on the record of hating. Will that affect their gameplay?
Well, what's wrong with the T-shirt jerseys?
He says they're too tight on his bulging biceps.
Oh, well. It may affect his performance. But he will overcome. I have seen it written in the bones that I have just scattered that the audience can't see.
Well, like all magic, people can't follow it unless they know what they're talking about. Unless they're a magician themselves. And Kyrie gets the Cavs on the board with the 3. Ray, do you have any questions for the Chronicler?
Why is this an ultra low def?
Because we don't want to get arrested.
Okay, that's fine. I'm too pretty for jail.
These shadows are moving all over. I've never seen technology like this.
They don't have projection screens in the time before written word.
It was fire cast shadows in the caves, and when we would play a game, the losing team would have to lose their heads.
So I take that means you think if the Cavs lose in this series, either Kyrie Irving or Kevin Love is getting traded?
I hope one of the cities kills one of the other team players.
Well, Cleveland has a higher murder rate per capita, so I'd count on them pulling it off.
Oh, it looks like it's an away game, Chris. This isn't good for the Cavaliers.
Oh, so you don't know what basketball is, but you do know the benefits of home court advantage.
It was important to not lose your head in the ball games that we used to play. Many moons ago.
As you might have heard from the audience, J.R. Smith just got called for an offensive foul. Did they call fouls back in your day, Chronicler?
The other team would just lose a player.
Like for the game or life?
Life. It was life and death in the old ways. And then the Lions would come. Are there Lions?
They should give Tristan Thompson more money and then nobody else will get rebounds. That's just my opinion.
The closest thing the Cavs have to a lion is a LeBron James sneaker commercial from 2004.
I don't understand why none of these men are naked.
Well, you see, textiles have come a long way since your time. They're able to design them with ornate graphics of their logos and stuff, and they can't sell naked bodies, but they can sell jerseys. They outlawed that too, Chronicler.
In the civilized world of yours, Chris, I just don't understand the customs.
You seem to, when you join the modern delicacies such as PBR.
This is good mead. It's better than camel piss. I am thousands of years old. It's been 9 minutes.
Did they have mouth guards?
No, there's 9 minutes left in the quarter. Oh.
It's been 3 minutes, but it's been more than that. But
it's only been 3 minutes.
It's really been probably like 8 minutes. But what did you guys have mouth guards when you played sports?
No, it was usually the carcass of another animal that you had wearing over your head.
All right, with that first commercial break, we're going to say thank you to the Chronicler for joining us up here.
Well, thank you. I always appreciate being a part of the podcast.
My man, the Chronicler. All right, ladies and gentlemen, joining us to talk about this next portion of the NBA Finals, Chad Weaver. Give it up for Chad.
What do you think about the Draymond Green suspension for this game?
Me?
Yeah.
Either one of you.
I think, I don't know. I just hope he keeps punching dicks.
We were talking the other day that Draymond Green should be a character in the next Street Fighter.
But his only move is kicking the groin.
Yeah, he can only attack the groin. If you punch, he ducks and slaps his arm out. And if you kick, it only goes to crotch height. And maybe even
every time he gets hit, you get called for a foul.
A referee shows up on screen.
Yeah, I think based on, this is a visual joke, but I think based on the resolution of the screen, a cop's going to come in here and be like, get a better TV, you fucking asshole. I'm going to arrest you for annoying people.
The only crime is you can't follow the action. I'm assuming the cop's going to be a corny dad.
I don't even know who's handling the ball right now. Based on his lack of passing, Kyrie Irving.
I was going to say, just check the percentage, usage percentage of the last game in the fourth quarter. Should be a pretty easy answer. This is the...
Is that Harrison Farms?
It's the third Splash Brother.
Let's just shoot outside LeBron threes.
Let's take all the worst shots possible.
Was that J.R. Smith posting and then passing out to...
Hey,
give Tristan Thompson more money.
They're legally not allowed to by the current agreement with the players.
I don't care. They should at least give him like half of the door.
No, I think Tristan
should give him an extra drink ticket.
Who books Tristan Thompson?
Clutch Sports.
I'm trying.
Ooh!
That right there is what we call the Doctor of Swish.
My comedic... Hey, Andrew Bogut, you trying to get the pipe?
My comedic goal is to get signed by Clutch Sports.
I would love that Clutch Sports, you know, they would find a sponsor for your trash can bit. You wouldn't be buying those out of your own pocket.
Finally.
I think they're going to line up a deal with Farberware for your pots and pans. Just got to mention them in the intro.
As long as Dan Gilbert's, was it Big Head?
Fat Head.
No, it's Big Head.
Big Head is like the generic knockoff version.
Okay, I'm starting a Fat Head knockoff called Big Head.
The Cavs have cut it down to 1 point. You're on a quick 6-0 run there.
I think if Tristan Thompson hits another jumper, we should pay him $100 million. He's the best.
If he hits another jump shot like he did in the last game, they should build a statue of him.
I think we should pay Tristan Thompson $100 million. Then let's get Jordan McRae on the starting lineup. Let's get Joe Harris back. I think Mike Miller's free, probably.
Just fill Tristan Thompson, Jordan McRae, and three white guys that shoot three-pointers, and they're going to the NBA Finals next
season.
Is it
too late to sign Ray Allen? Like, can we sign him for Game 6 if we make it?
You can assign a player, and they can immediately be added to your postseason roster, but only in case of an injury. So I think if Ray Allen was willing to play in the next game, they would take Sasha Khan out back and break his kneecap.
We got enough cap space for Tanya Harding, don't we?
Let's be honest. Sasha Khan's more valuable than Timofey Mozgov.
He's more versatile.
Have you seen Mozgov catch a pass? Listen, that Mozgov hat is the best thing he's done this entire season.
Honestly, your justification for liking Mozgov based on wearing a hat made after him is better than Scottie Pippen. So, congratulations.
It's true. If you like Mozgov for his commercials, that's a better reason to like him than for his play.
If there's nothing like that play that just happened, I know this is visual, but that encapsulates Kevin Love. He makes a block for the first time in probably 5 years, and then it comes to a dunk.
I was going to say... You make a good point there. They just wasted one of the very rare Kevin Love blocks by nobody bothering to rebound.
Well, it's because Tristan Thompson wasn't around. If they gave him more money, he'd always be there.
Do you think Kevin Love wakes up every morning, looks in the mirror, and says, "You are beautiful"? I'm just going to burn them all.
Yeah, keep doing it, man. That's a good...
Kyrie Irving masturbates and makes his girlfriend watch. Because he doesn't pass, do you get it?
He's not sharing the ball.
Okay, that deserved more than it got. That said, it got nothing, but I think it deserved like just a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Oh. Shut the fuck up, Steve Javi.
And now the worst part of every NBA game, the fact that Steve Javi is able to get employed by offering nothing of value to the broadcast is quite amazing.
Okay, so here's how I agree with what you already said. So that's Steve Jaffe.
And I disagree because I'm Jeff Van Gundy.
Yeah, and even if he disagrees, he's very easy watching all the money of the games this season. It's very easy to get him to change your mind by saying, "I don't know, Steve. Well, you may have a point there."
You know, I just can't tell anymore.
And that shows because he spent 23 years as a referee in the NBA, and he still got fired, which... based on a lot of the officiating this season, says a lot about who he is as a person.
Okay, back to roasting the players. Do you think JR can't come unless LeBron lets him?
I don't think the crowd was ready for that one. We should have led up with something less funny.
You should probably edit that one out.
Oh, no, that's great. Before, I used to have to get permission from Carmelo. Carmelo would be too busy being the fattest superstar NBA player in history to... And he's not fat for a regular person, but he is fat for a small forward who has been all NBA before. Ray Roberts looks like a white guy P. Diddy would have signed into Bad Boy after Eminem blew up.
The merch sales would have been as good as mine are currently.
I just feel like you look like white Carmelo Anthony.
I mean,
he has a headband on and a chain.
That's hard on Ray. He's lost some weight.
I have lost weight. Thank you for noticing, Chris.
Yeah, you probably are more athletic than
Oh, I'm going to throw
it. The Cavs have tied it up.
Oh!
Thus proving LeBron James doesn't want to hear Ray Roberts talk about how much weight he lost.
I'm going to throw Anthony under the bus. I go, oh, it looks like Chris Klemm's lost some weight, too. And he goes, nah, he's just far away from us. So.
Oh. To be fair, I often gain and lose weight back in the span of time it's been since I'll be around.
For the podcast listeners, I'm very thin and therefore better than both of them.
Chad's a virgin.
So, I owned it before you said that, so I don't know how much of an insult it is, more of just
obviously,
like...
Obviously, I'm not trying to really hurt anybody's feelings.
No, I understand. Thanks, Chris. I love you.
I love you too, Chad.
Before the game, back in the day, the virgins would be sacrificed.
Thank you, Chronicler.
Please sacrifice me.
Chad Weaver.
Oh, he just kind of dropped the mic.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome the legend of Las Vegas, Dwayne Duke.
Hey, how's it going? I'm back. I'm here to give a queer perspective of this shit.
So, Dwayne,
yeah?
How do you feel about the game of basketball?
I'm not a fan. I do like the shorts. I am a big fan of the shorts. Not much ass room, but tons of dick room. That's important to me. A lot of flopping.
Do you reach through the waistband or through the
I go through the leg. I go through the leg. Right leg if I love them. Left leg if I hate them.
Economical use of space.
Yeah. I mean, because you can get in there. You can do some stuff. You can make it back home and their parents never know, right?
How about seeing LeBron's dick last year during the finals?
I did not watch that. I didn't see it. I heard it was, in fact, the real Black Mamba.
Do you not have the internet?
Oh, I don't really care for LeBron James. He fucked one of my cousins, so I am not a fan.
Was he at least good at it?
Yeah.
What?
What is your problem? You don't like your cousin having sex with LeBron, or is he rude afterwards?
I wasn't a fan of him before that, but then he fucked my cousin, so now we're not friends.
But now she's got like a cool story to tell. That's the most famous dick that'll ever be inside of her.
Yes.
I'm willing to bet on that.
I mean,
unless we meet and like this podcast takes me to the moon, but
I could tell that you are not a basketball fan because the average basketball fan would use that to like say how close they are to LeBron. Like, yeah, I know LeBron. He fucked my cousin. We're tight. Dwayne, you're famous for having sex with a lot of guys. Have you ever hooked up with an NBA player?
Not NBA, but yes, NHL.
That's hockey.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just making sure you knew.
Yeah, it was a...
The way you said it, it made it sound like we were still talking about basketball.
No, it was a Ranger a couple years back.
A New York Ranger?
Yes.
Okay.
They were in Tampa playing the Lightning. I got drunk and hooked up with a Russian.
Really?
Yep.
Russian, circumcised or not circumcised?
Uncircumcised, very hairy. It was not a pleasure.
Was he like all weepy because of how his people get treated in Russia?
No, we didn't really talk much.
Language barrier.
His mouth was full.
Tyron, I wish you guys could see the face Tyron Lou is making right now. He heard what Dwayne Duke just said.
He disapproves so hard.
It's like, nah, dog.
Tyron Lou looks like one of my cousins who has to go to court in the morning, but he wants to try on the suit to make sure it fits. I want to bang Deladova.
All right, breaking news. Dwayne Duke would have sex with Matthew Dellavedova. He wants to.
My favorite Matthew Dellavedova fact is that he has a coffee brand that sells, I think, exclusively in the Cuyahoga Falls Giant Eagle.
Yeah.
That's the only place I've seen a display.
When I came home a couple weeks ago, I saw somebody had a sign up. It was like, come get a deli sandwich, and it just had a picture of his face. I was like, all right, I'll eat it.
Do you think he gets paid for that?
No.
Probably not. They're using the nickname, not the full name.
They just showed a close-up of Steph Curry chewing on his mouth guard. Dwayne, what is the, does that make you think of anything? Meaning he's better with his mouth? Or
nah, if you chew on it that hard, you're going to cause damage. Don't do it. Just put it right in your mouth and hold it there.
He, like, parades his kids around like he's got something to prove. So.
He's a black man. He has them. We get it.
Yeah, I don't remember Sean Kemp bringing his kids to the 1996 finals.
Yeah, that's because they would sell out if he brought them.
Because that was this 20 years ago.
There would be no room for reporters in there.
How many free tickets do you get?
How many of y'all do I know? Trivia question that nobody asked that the answer was from Brian Windhorst is, during his tenure on the Cleveland Cavaliers, Anderson Varejao got more fan mail from gay males than any other player on the Cavs roster.
I just want to know if he has to give up his sponsorship from Men's Warehouse since he's played so much this season.
Fun fact, I actually thought Varejao was Kyrie Irving because I don't really watch this. And they would just, I was like, oh, yeah, Kyrie's going to be the one with the shitty hair. So
somebody tell Mr. Hero that their sponsorship money for Anderson Varejao has done nothing. I think this was Chad Weaver that told me this, but if you guys notice closely, Sean Livingston, Klay Thompson, and Stephen Curry all have the same haircut.
Who's the black guy with the man bun?
Iman Shumpert.
Fuck him.
Can we blame them losing on his terrible hairstyle for the finals?
No, but we can blame it on the fact that he has the worst offensive and defensive rating of any player on the Cavs who has played more than 10 minutes in the finals.
Well, we should
Way
start
to go
him.
Rain Man.
No, he's just been absolutely horrible.
Guys,
and no amount of bad rap songs he makes will make up for that fact.
This is the most basketball I've watched in 15 years.
Well, on that note, thank you, Dwayne Duke. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, joining us now at the broadcast booth, for Jason Moliterno!
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming up.
You're welcome. Shall we discuss the Cavs?
Yes, we should.
Okay. I'm going to come out and say that I like the t-shirt jerseys. I'm mixing it up, basically.
Do you think that Adidas' thoughts that they will sell better are accurate?
No, I don't think Adidas is money hungry here. I think they just want to add aesthetics to the game. I think you have a very dim view of Adidas.
I think they'll sell better because we actually had this conversation before. I have too fat of arms to wear a regular jersey, so I want as much of myself covered as possible.
Yeah, oh, you're saying they're for
like
fat?
For yeah, overweight white people.
Yeah. It's weird just to wear a jersey.
Yeah, but they're like tight on your gut.
That's fine.
Oh, are they?
I mean, just
we can change that.
Yeah, sit-ups are a thing.
Well, no, I was thinking they could just make the shirt bigger.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Richard Jefferson continuing his bargain with Satan for another week.
Who do you think sold their soul for more money, Sean Livingston or Richard Jefferson?
For more money, I'd say Sean Livingston because, you know, I've seen enough of those movies where people sell their souls and something bad happens to them right after they sold it. So I'm guessing he sold it right when he was a rookie and full of promise and then blew out his knee right afterwards. Was I think Richard Jefferson's bargain was more on a long-term basis, and he did it within the last 4 years.
Why would you sell your soul as a rookie? I feel like first you should see if you succeed on your own talent, and then when you know you can't, that's when you do the deal, right?
Well, yeah, that makes more sense, but I guess I'm looking at it like a movie, and he sold his soul because he was young. He came out of high school. He's 18. He's like, I'm going to make a deal with the devil to be a great point guard, and then he blows out his knee and learns how to make a turnaround 17-footer to maintain his status in the NBA.
I feel like Satan was pushing him towards that all along. I feel like Satan is always one step ahead of you, right?
Well, yeah, he should be, right? He's supposed to have powers on that level.
Yeah.
Is there anybody here expert on demonology?
I think that sounds like a
bit of knowledge on demonology, yes.
So is devil's powers that all encompassing?
He's usually on this shoulder. That's all I know.
What is this shoulder, since this is audio, not visual?
The shoulder probably to your left.
Opposite of the angel?
The angel also is on the left shoulder.
Is it opposite if you're left-handed?
There's nothing on the right shoulder.
Okay.
In the classic demonology.
That's depressing.
Yes, he's all-encompassing.
Yeah, let's open this conversation. What the fuck is with the advertisements of...
All right, I know nobody saw these last year, but the NBA teamed up with Sony Films to make commercials about the movie Pixels. Remember that one with Adam Sandler? No, of course not. Anthony Davis played basketball against classic arcade characters in a series of commercials, and apparently that was such a success, they decided to team up with the NBA again to promote Ghostbusters. Whoever wrote the commercials is clearly a fan of the NBA because they knew that Kobe Bryant has zero friends and would have to be a Ghostbuster by himself. They're like, "Well, you mean Derek Fisher and Paul Gasol don't even want to be in this? Okay." Even Carmelo, just showing what a magnetic personality is. He's with three other guys.
There's the Quicken Loans watch party, so hopefully the police doesn't break that up.
That is the most depressing place in the world, is the watch party.
What are you talking
about?
How
much does it cost to get into that?
I saw somebody get assaulted at the watch party this year during the Detroit series. Like, this dude walked by and just brushed a girl on her boob and, like, gave her a wink and just kept walking. This is the most casual assault I've ever seen.
He brushed her with, like, a broom?
No, like, his hand. I do like the sweep analogy that you had going there.
I mean, I was just asking for more details. But, yes, that does sound very awful. On Friday night, I went to the watch party outside the queue, and there was a fist fight once the Cavs lost in the fourth quarter. They lost the lead. People were arguing over who was a bigger fan and if they were real fans or not, because somebody said the game's over with 4 minutes left and somebody wanted to fight him over that. They can still come back. You're not a real fan.
Nah, he just knows how basketball works.
I was like, they made four stops in the last 2 minutes and scored on none of them. It's over.
He sounds like a new Cleveland fan.
I've been a fan since last February.
I know it's over before the series starts.
Whoa. I bet Kobe's going to be like one of those old high school quarterbacks that graduates but still never leaves.
You mean like Brett Favre? Like he's the Brett Favre of basketball?
Well, I think he'll actually retire. I just think he won't leave the premises.
He'll just hang out at the Staples Center with a bunch of empty beer cans in front of him.
He'll just be sitting next to Jack Nicholson talking shit on the current players.
Oh, that shot was so far away.
Hey, D'Angelo Russell, Snapchat this. All right, and with this timeout, we're going to welcome. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you. Thank you.
Going to be welcoming Nick Yurick.
Jump on the mic and hang out. Have a conversation.
Yeah, don't mind if I do. I've actually been waiting for the opportunity to pretend to know more about this than I do.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully this is shorter. We're going to be even reaching further than we were with Dwayne Duke. So
it's all right. I was a fan of basketball back in the 90s when I found out that my favorite rapper, Shaquille O'Neal, also played for the Magic.
He was your favorite rapper? You big Fushnikins fan?
Okay, I lied. I know one of his songs, My Biological Didn't Bother.
That's a great song, beat produced by Eric Sermon.
Really? See, I'm glad I came up here because now I know enough to, you know, throw in more
Fame and fortune, fortune and fame. Walking on the street, brothers know my name.
That's actually a solid rhyme. More solid than his free
throw. No matter what
shooter.
They say, I won't get caught up in the act. No matter what you say, I'm the same old Shaq.
Do you think he had a ghostwriter for his rap career?
There's a line where he says, catch me on the mic like Eric Sermon, won't get caught jacking off like Pee Wee Herman.
Definitely had a ghostwriter.
A line that still rings true to this day. For all the things Shaq did, nobody ever caught him jacking off. Unlike,
I mean, you take the small victories where you can, really.
Unlike Eddie Griffin, who died masturbating to porn in his car and drove into a train. It's a true NBA story for you. His pants were down, his TV monitor was on, and he drove into a train. Those are the facts. You can fill in the rest of the details on your own.
Oh, the facts are stand pretty well on their own.
He had also been arrested for masturbating in a parking lot before, so. And Kyrie Irving's trying to tie it up immediately.
Tristan Thompson earned his money.
You see, I feel like desperate threes like that are just, you know, an almost Icarus-like metaphor for shooting for the sun and coming
too
up short.
Deep. You're gonna drop.
Well, see, as a retired philosopher, I'm compelled to assess the.
Do you get paid for philosophizing?
Well, no, I'm retired.
But do you cash in a retirement?
Hey, the
fund?
Only Icarus that gets talked about on this podcast is Kid Icarus for Nintendo. And you don't sound like Pitt.
No. I hope for Pitt's sake that he doesn't sound
I
like
I never me. Thought that our live commentary could be more off track than Jeff Van Gundy, but now I want to apologize because I see how easy it is to start talking about philosophy and NBA players who masturbate. So the point of basketball, you see that orange basketball ring?
Right, it's put the orange thing through the other orange thing.
Yep, put them balls in holes, somebody said. It's just tic-tac-toe.
See, well, now X's I feel like you've opened the door to a whole other level of metaphors that maybe all we're all trying to do in life is put things in things.
Dwayne Duke
should be on the mic. He's
Dwayne Duke is the H.R. Geiger of basketball. Find something sexual in everything.
But is there anybody else on the bench other than Iman Shumpert?
Yeah, I'm ready for him to retire to start his rap career like Booby Gibson. The day I can read online that his house in Westlake has gone on the market, the happiest I will be.
Now, which one's Tristan Thompson?
He's the tall black fellow.
Okay. Thank you for narrowing it down.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nick Yurick's going to be moving to the stand-up stage.
Thank you, Stone Tapper.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us for this portion of the game, Charles Bailey!
What up?
I just got a text from my wife that said something that proves how much better this commentary is than the actual commentary, because Jeff Van Gundy just called Klay Thompson Tristan Thompson on that last three-pointer.
Wow. Maybe that's where all of Tristan Thompson's money is going, is to Klay Thompson.
Yeah, they're very similar-looking players, too.
Because they're black.
No, they don't look anything alike.
Because Tristan Thompson is the tall, dark fellow.
Tristan Thompson's Canadian.
He is Canadian.
Pride of Toronto. And Varejao flops again. It's much more frustrating when he's not on your favorite team.
Right, because as Cleveland, we've been living on that for like the last 10 years, so we really can't get mad at it.
That convinced Anthony Savatt that Anderson Varejao was the best player on the Cavs.
That?
Yeah. No, him flopping.
I mean, there was 2 years where he probably, or 1 year where he was the best player on the Cavs.
What year was that?
The year after LeBron left. He averaged 15 and 14. But he did get hurt in January.
He looks good in a suit, though. He's a good looking dude.
He's a great dresser. He's, you know, he got that European flair from his years playing in Spain.
I want to know what happened in the world that Brazilians look so good all the time.
The water.
The water?
It's very, it's at the right.
Like, do you get diarrhea and beauty from drinking the Brazilian water?
Isn't that Mexico? Brazil's got bad water too?
I'm guessing. I don't know. They speak Portuguese.
You're about to say Japanese.
I didn't say Japanese.
He's about to.
Varejao flopped very hard there, and he's mad about it.
I think I know why Golden State always beat us.
What is that? Or why is that?
They got too many light-skinned people.
That's a black reference for those listening right now.
Because the black, you said, somebody said how?
Yes.
Because the black side is the skills, and the white side is the white privilege.
That wasn't even the most racist take on it either. It would have been saying the white guys had the skills and the black guys had the athleticism, but I appreciate that you pointed out the inequality in terms of birthplace and skin color. Willis Gordon said, light-skinned dudes are lighter on their feet. I'm sure that is a science that was practiced years ago, like phrenology.
Can we just count that Steph Curry made that flick of the wrist fucking half-court shot right there?
Why?
The
He's
dude's
on the opposite team we're
but
cheering
the dude's
for.
Amazing.
We're biased.
I
fuck
get
Steph
it,
Curry. But, I hate him. I hate his wife. I hate his children. I hate his dad. I hate his mom. I hate his brother. I hate his shoes and his mouth guard and the fact that he always looks like he farted. I hate everything about Steph Curry. He looks like a fetus. You know that aborted fetus from South Park? Somebody put a basketball jersey on it and it plays for the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
The best dressed man in the bar who is wearing his best Sasha Khan cosplay. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Willis Gordon.
All right. Got the battery running low and shit. What is this janky shit?
Right now we can know...
There's more green screen than the Star Wars prequels here. What the fuck's going on?
Oh, and the game's back. The Cavs are holding on to a 2-point lead. Oh, Willis, you've had some thoughts. You've been saying, what is striking your mind right at this moment watching the first half of the game so far?
I'm glad we're holding in and LeBron's been a little more aggressive.
What appears to be now is a mass of black pixels surrounding white pixels, and now a white pixel just shot what appeared to be a basketball.
This is the Tecmo Bowl version of this game.
This is worse than NBA Jam 98. This is fucked up.
I just like that a fat guy with a flat top just did the diamond cutter symbol for no reason in the audience.
I have problems with Steph Curry. I do.
Yeah?
I mean, he's got one great talent, which is shooting three-pointers. But other than that, he's not a well-rounded player. I don't think
he's
so.
Got handles, he's though, too.
He does, but
Kyrie has shook the fuck out of him all series. He's
am I going to have to be the one to defend the Warriors at some point in this?
No. Like,
yeah, you are. Because
I know this is a Cavs cast. I got my LeBron jersey on. But fuck, Leandro Barbosa is like their eighth player. And that if that doesn't mean anything, then
I
don't
know. Look, man, we are fighting to survive like LeBron's hairline in 2011. We are trying to fucking come back here.
If people...
2011? You mean last week. Like,
if the NBA voters... We're trying to award light-skinned guys who are really good at one talent, then Tom Chambers would have won MVP the year after he won the dunk contest. So let's get out of here with that. He might be the best shooter of all time, and he's one of the best ball handlers in the league, but he's really – you could see that they played just as good without him during the season this year, but they lost the games without Draymond Green,
right.
Which says more about –
Draymond Green.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, here's the thing. Now, I'm mad Draymond Green's not playing tonight because I wanted to really get into the, like, who do you think are the top five ugliest basketball players of all time? Because if he's not in there, he's number six. Tyron Hill.
Popeye Jones.
Okay.
Eric Williams, great tusk. How could I forget that?
Mookie Blaylock's up there.
Yeah.
Joakim Noah.
Joakim Noah, I think, is higher than Mookie Blaylock.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Sam Cassell, I think all those guys are uglier than Draymond Green.
I don't know, man. Draymond Green.
Green does hold the award as the only guy that Arnold Schwarzenegger fought in Conan the Destroyer to go on to an NBA career.
I'm just waiting for somebody to give him a Superman t-shirt and a Baby Ruth. That's all I'm just waiting. My God.
Sam Cassell looks like the Atari version of E.T. that they buried in the desert.
Oh, no.
I was playing 2006's NBA Ballers the other day on my Xbox 360, and Sam Cassell was one of their star players.
Oh, God.
That was his last good year. He made the All-Star team for the Minnesota Timberwolves, and now he's a coach somewhere. I dread the day that he becomes a head coach because that means constantly during the games, we're going to get cutaways to him squinting and opening his mouth really big.
Do you think, speaking of players who want to become coaches, do you think that Tony Kukoc just really resents Steve Kerr?
Oh, probably.
He's just really mad.
Tony Kukoc has a better chance of joining David Blatt's staff in Turkey. All right, LeBron just had... an amazing dunk nobody reacted to, probably because it looked like, it looked like an Atari game for a second there.
My favorite part about this is we were worried we were going to get arrested at some point for this nonsense.
I'm always worried I'm going to get arrested. That's why I have this suit on.
And if that's not so...
Yeah.
bitch, I am my own lawyer, all right?
I just start rhyming really fast and hope they get intimidated. Is that fucking Johnny Cochran or Jesse Jackson? What the fuck's going
on? You got that. You got that Rock-A-Wear money behind you. Can we? What happened to Steve Francis is what I want to know. Since this is a basketball podcast.
Steve Francis was much like Janie Lane from Warren. A few big hits, and then he died alone in a hotel room.
Oh, my
Except
God.
He's still alive. That's Tractor Trailer.
Is he selling watches right now? What's going on? damn.
He's like trying to have an off-brand Instagram.
he's just one of those spam bots that likes everybody's posts. All right, and that's it for the Cavs cast right now in the first half. Thank you, Willis, for joining us.
All right.
All right, joining me right now on the microphone in the broadcast booth is the proprietor of Comedy Night at Stone Tavern, Anthony Savat, and also on the third mic, Woo. Sam Bendecki.
Hey. Clap for me. Sam is from Mexico or something.
I'm back.
He's back.
This is how we used to watch the NBA in Mexico. Pixelated illegal streams. I feel very at home right now.
I would like to say on the record, this is 100% legal
stream. It is.
Stream.
We measure the screen and everything.
Official ESPN
all right,
stream.
This is fancier than what I'm used to then.
Bogut got hurt.
Going 8 minutes, 0 points, 3 rebounds. He's out for the second half. What an impact that's going to make.
The Cavs are trying to win this by war of attrition. Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, Tristan Thompson killed him. Oh,
no, it was
J.R.
Smith, you racist.
You don't bounce back from that.
That's not even the worst injury that he's had after a shot attempt, because he also fell one time and his elbow hyperextended so far it bent the wrong way and like snapped in half.
He also one time took a layup and missed for the 17th consecutive time and had emotional damage for a couple of games.
I think J.R. Smith is the X factor.
I've been saying that. I agree with you, Sam. I've been saying that the whole time.
Partially because I have his bobblehead, but...
Oh,
mine is bobblehead as well. Thank you, Jared Costanza.
Mine is partially because I have enrolled in his Swish Academy, where he is Dr. Swish. Next summer, I hope to learn how to swish.
I like J.R. Smith. He should be your favorite player because he's a shameless when it comes to trying to have sex.
Oh, yeah, he's my favorite player for that, too.
Well, who has J.R. Smith had sex with?
Rihanna. Random girls on Twitter that message him.
I feel like Delonte still got him beat, though.
I need to lock back into Twitter.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, Rihanna's just on there waiting for you, dude.
No, I've died. Hey, listen, Rihanna's beautiful, but I like really white chicks. Like, I don't even like chicks with a tan.
Really white. They got to be really white.
They have to be pure of blood and Aryan.
No, it's not the Aryan thing.
Wait, like wildling white? Like, how white?
Like, if they walk outside in the middle of the day in Northeast Ohio and the sun comes out, they burn away. Like, that white.
What he's trying to say is they must not be tainted with inferior races.
No, what I'm saying is if a white chick gets real tan, I'm no longer interested. Rihanna's beautiful. She can't stay inside for 3 months and be as white as I want her to be. That's all I'm saying. Like physically, her skin tone.
Okay.
Vitamin D, sun exposure. That's all
you
I need.
You're not a big fan of vitamin D women.
No, she needs the vitamin. That's what I'm talking
about.
She
must suffer from anemia. It's all pure-blooded white women do.
I need a chick to be so pale that she needs vitamin D. And I'm like, I got that vitamin D.
Oh my God.
People are screaming no behind me. This is great. Anyway.
I can just see you.
Wait, I didn't hear the question, but the answer is probably.
Spider Jones just said, would you fuck a black girl with vitiligo?
Would I fuck a black girl what?
With the skin disease where their skin be. Yeah, like Michael Jackson.
Yes. 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 No. You used a word that meant the skin disease that Michael Jackson had rather than saying the skin disease Michael Jackson had.
Would you fuck a black chick if she looked like Marlon Wayans and White Chicks?
Yes. Oh. It's not a race thing. It's an eye test. I like looking
it's
at
It's not
white.
A race thing. It's a skin color thing. So, that's all it is.
Yeah,
that's
right, just, right. You see?
Yeah. I just
No, as soon as a white person
I don't
gets
care
tan,
how
as soon
they
as
get
a white
white,
person
as
changes their
are.
Skin color, then it becomes a problem.
Listen, we're going to find out that Anthony
I've
has
been listening.
A, 2 terabytes 2 terabytes of albino porn on his computer.
Right, see? Oh, please, someone inflicted with albino, come talk
I feel
to
like
me.
This is the appropriate time to talk about sex because the Cavs have scored 69 points.
Oh, that means sex, 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 sex.
How come nobody is wearing LA gears? Like, that is really pissing
How
me off
How long were
right
you
now.
In Mexico for?
Dude, LA
Since 1986.
Dude, I'm not joking. I saw a Rick Smith's jersey and a, yeah. And a Michael Jordan jersey down in Mexico, but it was a new,
yeah,
it was a New Jersey Nets Michael Jordan jersey. I almost stole it off the 6-year old that I saw.
And Kyrie, the Cavs are up 8. Steve Kerr looks baffled.
He doesn't even look concerned.
Steve Kerr like really as the skin. I would fuck Steve Kerr.
Steve Kerr, that's your
that's my wheelhouse.
Right. All right. Well, what about is Curry white enough for you?
No.
You know what, Curry? I was telling
Curry
you,
is
not a white
Curry. Steph Curry looks like you know how like when you create a player on like Madden or NBA yeah. Live, and they give you like you start out with a generic person. If you didn't change that person at all, Steph Curry. That's it. He's generic Madden defensive back number one. That's what he is.
Oh!
Oh, nice.
LeBron had a sick block.
What's
sick
up with block. LeBron's sleeves? They're like floppy. What's
going
on
they
there?
Make his bigger because in the first game of the season where they wore these t-shirts, he ripped his because his
Kyrie.
Arms were too tight.
Kyrie
so I think the ones
butt.
They make for him now are bigger from the beginning.
I see.
When I was younger, we were playing this game and we created a generic player and we missed the screen where you name him and his name was we thought his automatically random named Edit Play Arrow, but it was named Edit Player Zero.
Edit Player Zero?
We were like, Edit Play Arrow? Was this guy French? He's 6'11". He's black. He's not French. Why is his name Edit Play Arrow? Oh, it's Edit Player Zero.
That would be a capital Z O. Oh,
and what
end.
You know, misconception of foreign languages. Do you
Playero
think that the
might
French?
Be like Italian, maybe yeah. I could give
hey, let's,
it would be out of all the romantic languages,
he
that
just
French would be the last one.
He
I
wanted
would
to
suspect.
Think of the whitest language race of people that he could think of.
No,
maybe
I didn't start
French.
I didn't start talking German, bro. All
right,
calm
there
it
we
down.
Go.
He saves that. He saves the German talk for when he's with a fine Aryan
right.
woman.
Just so, say it.
You know what? I'm not going to say it.
No, it's not.
If Hitler had his way, you would just be in fucking pussy heaven.
No, here's the problem.
Here's the problem about one of the worst villains in the world.
No, white people are the worst. I'm not
to my penis.
I'm not trying to procreate with another white person.
No, just have sex.
Yeah. White? No, I don't want to make more white people. We suck.
So I was telling this, someone sent me a picture of like the only it said the only dude who's not a bandwagon Golden State Warriors fan. It was a picture of Danny Tanner from 1994.
Great. Yes.
Decked out.
He was decked
he
out.
He was decked out.
Sorry I talked about sex the whole time. It's all I think about.
Tristan Thompson.
It's the third quarter, though. Like, like,
yeah.
If you're going to have a sex talk quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, I think quarter, that's what Tyronn Lue was saying at halftime anyways.
Right.
I mean, let's just factor in the plus minus here. Ben, who, you know, my plus minus is decent. Kyrie is out of his mind right now.
Kyrie Irving is on a mission to prove that they can win the championship with him getting zero assists.
Well, maybe if he keeps making those low percentage
shots.
Yeah,
but I mean, he's a point guard though. They don't pass.
Not traditionally, you're right.
Right, you know now that you've accurately described soccer right. to us. So.
Yeah, yeah. What are we watching by the way? Yeah. You guys aren't watching Copa America. What's wrong with y'all?
Oh, hey, America made the quarterfinals, right?
Yes, they did. They beat Costa Rica.
Yeah, Costa Rica.
Costa
has
Rica
a,
has the population of like South Akron, and they were favored.
Did they?
But
did
we took it to them.
Yeah, we took it to them. 1-0. That's all. football works outside of this country.
You know the J.R. Smith bobblehead has no tattoos.
That's bullshit.
Isn't that messed up?
That's another thing. See, the whole thing about sex started with J.R. Smith, and we'll wrap right. it up. Because okay. one thing
we'll
I like
put a
about
bow
him,
on this.
He's got tattoos. Also,
you like tattoos?
I like self-expression.
How do you feel about New York Yankee tattoos on your neck?
If I don't want them, but he what? Has. Steve Jobby's here to tell
Steve
us about
Jobby's
New York tattoos on your neck.
Wait, is the NBA headquarters for referees in wherever that place is, New Jersey?
Secaucus,
New Jersey.
Steve Jaffe looks like the bad android at the end of Blade Runner. He looks like, looks like he's going to go into the Tears in the Rain monologue at any moment.
That just turned out to be a common foul. Why are there no timeouts in this game?
Dude, when you sit, they know that you're here. They don't want you to leave.
They
want to
keep hearing you talk about how much you love white women.
Yes, they do.
I love white women so much that I might be the Cavs' backup point guard next year.
What?
What is
I
Matthew
just said
Dellavedova
really racist
in
Willis Gordon
shade
said,
of white?
Matthew Dellavedova.
He seems like he would be an appropriate shade of white for you.
If you can develop about 15 more minutes about white women, you might be ready to work the improv.
See, now I've pigeonholed myself, which is great because my dick's fit through a pigeonhole because I'm white.
Yeah, big move.
I give Tristan Thompson more money.
Yep.
We're obligated to say that
give
every time.
Whoever designed these jersey tops more money, though. This is some serious creativity.
Tristan Thompson is a monster. Bogut's out. They have nobody with enough size to keep him off the glass now.
All right.
Yeah.
This may not,
Draymond
there
Green's
we go.
Out. Oh, another turnover.
Go do something sick. Oh, all right. Oh. That was not what I had in mind.
Oh, he's holding – LeBron's holding his neck.
What is Oracle? What company is that?
Oracle
it's a software
is,
company,
yes, it
is.
Is.
It is? Oh, that's
it's
boring.
Founded by Larry Ellison,
that's
who also has a cameo in Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
Is that why they named it Oracle Arena, because of the cameo in Iron Man 2?
No, it's because the company Oracle was viable like 20 years before that. That's why they named it Oracle Arena.
His daughter's the head of Annapurna Pictures as well, Megan Ellison. Just dropping some trivia
this
on everybody.
This is mad knowledge right now.
It's passive aggressive knowledge. It's not quite mad.
All right.
He looks pretty white.
Klay Thompson is 3/4 white.
All right, this is really embarrassing. I know you got like y'all were ripping on baseball earlier, but this is very embarrassing that I just found out this. Like, I knew who Trace Thompson was before I knew who Klay Thompson was.
Really?
And Trace Thompson was a backup center fielder for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
I mean, he's doing pretty good this season.
And all I kept saying every year was like, man, Trace Thompson's brother's pretty good at basketball.
Klay Thompson has another brother, Michael, who played in the D-League for Santa Cruz, where he shared the backcourt with Seth Curry, who is Stephen Curry's younger
beautiful.
Brother. The Junior Splash Brothers.
I bet they sold out to him. I bet they sold out
Cavs
every
– just went up 10. Biggest
the biggest
of the
lead
night.
Of the game. And nobody even reacted. We're boring them.
Is that Jefferson, right?
I love Jefferson. He's got my hair cut.
Little Bill!
Little Bill. Sam Bendecki.
Thank you,
Andy's
Sam Bendecki. Anthony Spider Jones.
Oh, I finally made it. I feel like I'm getting like the Mozgov minutes right now. Like... Like I'm done. I'm just glad that I'm here enough to pick up all the Aryan women that Anthony Savant can't get.
You're only in because Anthony pulled his groin, but it was no accident.
All right.
This is the one reason why I think a lot of people who are casual NBA fans say Tristan Thompson should not be getting more money.
Nah, he just made that free throw.
I want to know if he makes enough money now. Can we get like something to put in his mouth to keep the bottom lip from falling off?
Again, I'd like to say a black guy said that.
He's got the California a bottom lips.
I just feel like every time I look at him, it's just like when you have someone has the air conditioner on, but they open a window, you're just letting shit out. And like I feel like someone should just go and just like gently push it back up. And Klay Thompson and his light, bright self shooting again. I can say that.
You can say that. Feel free to say all the racist things Anthony wanted to say, but
oh, all right. Did you know that, like, like normal kids can have night lights, but light skinned kids don't need them. Yeah. Most kids ask for a light bright. They just got stickers and put them on their faces.
This is the second game in a row that the Warriors have gone to the hack a Tristan strategy. So much for him getting all the money in the world.
I can't wait. He needs more money. If they actually gave him more money.
Do you have a cigarette tucked into your headband?
Don't worry about what I have going on.
Leave Malcolm Moore alone, okay?
You look like a douchey cast member from a remake of a hip hop version of Grease.
Coming soon.
I think you mean Friday.
No.
You look like the white guy that tries way too hard to be down.
You were great in that Allspring video.
And again, the Warriors are hacking Tristan Thompson, showing exactly why he does not deserve more money. He should be happy with the $80 million he got.
Nice story. I switched that Mozgov hat for this LeBron headband. So
he gave me one for free.
Well, fuck. Do you know what? Fuck you, Anthony Savat. I want to go on record. Make sure this makes the podcast. Fuck Anthony Savat. That's better than any LeBron dunk tonight from the crowd.
Klay Thompson just airballed a three.
That's what happens when you listen to Drake.
Little Bill drives the lane. The best thing Bill Cosby ever did was create the cartoon version of Richard Jefferson. Mo Williams is seeing time in an NBA Finals game.
Oh, he's alive.
Somebody heard the question of who's on the bench other than Iman Shumpert.
Hey, who was the villain in Harry Potter?
Voldemort.
That's Richard what he looks Jefferson. Like, yeah. Richard Jefferson is proof, like, when you're a surefire NBA prospect, you should just hold off on getting those tattoos to, like, get that first paycheck.
Is my favorite player in Mo Sprites? Is that him?
Mo Spates? Yeah, Mo he's Spates. In.
Oh, holding the ball, like, he just air ball. Holding his arms up like, why the fuck haven't you passed it to me? And then he airballs it.
Oh my God.
Golden State has a lot of players who, despite being in really good shape, are deceptively fat, like Mo Spates and Draymond Green.
Mo Spates looks like he buys little Debbie snacks with rolls of pennies at gas stations.
Mo Spates looks like he should work at a gas station.
And everybody God there, damn it, Tristan Thompson.
They see how tall he is and they say, hey, you should play basketball.
Every time I watch Menace Society, that scene where Old Dog stomps him, I thought that was him.
The Cavs are up 9 at the end of third. I think that's still pretty good. Thank you, Spider Jones. All right,
God
the Cavs are going to the fourth quarter. I'm joined once again by my color commentator, Ray Roberts. And joining us now in the broadcast booth, the Cleveland legend, the star of the former Browns television star, Jeff Blanchard.
Yeah. I don't want to say anything, but they started winning after my set.
That is true, Jeff. That was a great set, and I think Iman Shumpert must have heard you.
He did.
And he's been something better than a dumpster fire in the second half.
The guy with the man bun, I think, was buying craft beer at one point.
He's probably got his own small batch brewery.
Yeah, I bet you he does. Listen, you are like the Wikipedia of useless information. You know that, Clem? I mean, you are pulling stuff out. Although I got to give Willis Gordon props for the callback to Blade Runner. That was excellent.
It's almost like with the amount of Disney commercials, it's like they own ESPN or something.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course it's true.
Clint, that is the question
Chris
of the
Clem
night.
Chris Clem said it. Therefore, it is true.
I feel like Wikipedia fact checks Chris Clem.
There is a thing called the Clem Cave, which people don't know about, and it's just a massive computer, and all he does is look up facts. And then like Keanu Reeves in the
Mnemonic.
Yeah, he plugs his back of his brain into this computer and it just downloads. He doesn't remember his address, but it downloads every piece of information about everything that you don't really know or need to know, but he knows it.
Yeah, and that's why I have impeccable knowledge of 1996 to 2001 WCW Monday Nitro.
Yeah.
That's your own stupidity.
That is my own stupidity, but I still loved it.
Right. And there's not – did you watch that documentary, Resurrect thing, resurrecting Jake the Snake?
Yeah, the new
movie. Is your Green Lantern ring getting in the way of you being able to pronounce words?
Yeah, probably.
Because mine is vodka and PBR. If the Green Lantern's getting in the way, that's a problem.
You didn't mention my shield.
Ray, I bet you're the only person at this table who can't recite Green Lantern's Oath.
Yep. Oh, for sure. I'm not the biggest Ryan Reynolds fan. I'm sorry.
Does it even? They don't even think they say the oath in the movie. So.
I don't know. I haven't seen that one. I like him in Waiting.
What I like is I'm getting my balls busted by a guy who dressed up for a fucking podcast.
I'd like to point out that I'm the best second mic in history.
Ray Roberts is dressed like what white middle-aged housewives think rappers look like.
Well, the safe version.
I wouldn't mind him dating my daughter.
I'm literally what fucking 8 Mile would have happened if they started in suburban
Detroit.
Toledo.
Or somewhere, in Chagrin Falls.
Somebody might have blown on Anderson Varejao since he's rolling on the ground. We can't be sure what happened.
I saw his ear come off. This is the most exciting. Like Mr. Potato Head. He just hit his head and like all of his body parts fell off.
He's acting like he got decapitated Game of Thrones.
But come on,
style.
He looks like every horse that ever got killed in the movie.
Oh my God, he barely gets hit.
This is all Reggie Miller's fault.
I like how he's suddenly much more hurt after he realizes he missed
hand,
the layup.
Hand. Oh, you know what it
he's
was?
Like, am I out? Am I out? Oh.
It was that phony Lance Armstrong wristband that caught his ear. Look, right there. Oh, that's an... Yeah, and it knocked his headband askew, and that's what he's holding, his headband.
There's no way this should be a flagrant. Why are we watching this so many times?
Because he lost it. It almost knocked his headband off.
He doesn't even react till he sees that the ball clearly misses, then he grabs his ear.
NBA replay technology cannot tell that Anderson Varejao is Brazilian, not white. That's why this is what's happening.
But the other thing, too, is like this shows you the difference between
professional Can we point out fucking homie on the left over here?
All right, Jeff, I want to put you on the spot. What is Steve Javi saying right now?
Well, let me tell you, right now what we're looking at is a vague, flagrant headband foul. You just can't touch a guy's headband. I remember back in 76, Wilt Chamberlain came up and grabbed me right in the balls and said, hey, I've banged 1,000 women, but they never knocked my fucking headband off. You can see right there, he knocks his headband off. Let's watch it one more time. Right there, off his ear. Now, you know, the funny thing is in professional sports, he can cry like a pussy on the court, and we go, aw. If he was on a street corner, we'd call him a pussy.
Jeff Van Gundy and Mark Jackson are probably like, Steve, what do you think? And he'll disagree and say, okay, yeah, I guess so. What I'm saying is Ray Roberts is more of an NBA expert than Steve Javi, despite his lack of 25 years as a referee.
I'm 26 years old, so yeah.
You're a big boy now.
I went to a Taking Back Sunday concert last night, so...
What? Yeah.
Because Groupon. The internet is a real thing right now, and because of Groupon, I got reasonably priced Taking Back Sunday tickets.
Ray, I want to tell you right now, you are impressing nobody listening because my audience is not 19-year-old girls in 2005.
I'm just wondering, like, the Backstreet Boys or any of that shit's not going on? Is that what it is? So One Direction is not coming back?
Hey, man, Dashboard Confessional is still pumping out fucking CDs. I learned that last night, so...
You couldn't find the Groupon for 5 Seconds of Summer? Is that what it was?
I didn't buy them. I got... Somebody else drove. I just got drunk and watched music.
Right. Yeah, that's the moped.
That's the same reason all of you are here tonight. Don't fucking blame me for alcoholism, all right?
That's the reason we're all been born.
That guy who's not
E-40
even really
is loving
hey,
it.
Hey, is he Missy Elliott? That he's got your necklace on, dude. Look.
I want to pay some respect to the legend of West Coast Oakland rap. That was E-40 himself. So, yes, nobody's heard of him unless you are 45 and we're into rap.
No, E-40 got famous again from being on ESPN. He was on The Jump recently.
Whose man is that?
Who's watching The Jump with Rachel Nichols except for me?
Hey, I'm a big fan of Rachel Nichols. She's the perfect woman. Shout out to Anthony Savat. Oh!
Finally!
High percentage shot from Amon Shumpert.
Oh, good one, guy in the bun.
Let Steph Curry get a rebound every once in a while.
Stop defending Golden State.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
We're biased fans. We fucking hate him. Like I said, his wife looks just like his mom. There's something wrong with him.
Now, Christopher.
Yes.
That's not nice to say.
But
it's true, but it's not nice to say. What I want to know is, are they going to show the same amount of, like, Steph Curry hate signs? That, I mean, they held on to that one where the guy actually had sentences written out. It wasn't like just, like, fuck LeBron. It had, like bullet points, of, and they just held the camera on it so that you had time to read them all.
She was a cheaply
man.
Your mother's breast stinks.
Yeah, I mean, it kept going on and on and on and on.
It was the Star Wars opening scroll of NBA Finals.
Are we going to do that same thing in Cleveland?
It's the NBA Finals. Steph Curry has released a pair of white shoes.
I don't know if Oakland schools are as bad as Cleveland Public. So I saw Moneyball. They only got $4 to make a pro sports team.
That killed with my friend Jared.
Hey, do you know what, Jared? Thank you for being a fan.
All right. Yeah.
Thank you for being a fan. Would you please buy a Who Is Ray Roberts shirt again?
Hey, I got 29 of those in my room right now. Somebody needs to give me money for them at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Al is one of the only three people who have given me money for one of those shirts.
What shirt is it?
It's my merch for some reason.
I like that you were afraid to say what it was. You're like, it's my merch.
Today is seriously the 1 year anniversary of when I got those shirts. And Chris Clem, no, I got a second batch because I make bad mistakes twice.
It's the 1 year anniversary of when I made 30 Chris Ray Roberts t-shirts, and I still have 29. The two of the three people that gave me money said they still wouldn't be caught dead wearing it. Here's $10.
My girlfriend sent me a picture of Kim Kardashian wearing the wife of Pablo bathing suit that Kim Kardashian wore. And I was like, yeah, and you won't even wear one of my t-shirts. And she was like, yeah, I still won't fucking wear that t-shirt.
And she's not even famous. What does she have to lose?
Maybe that should be your merch. A t-shirt that says, I'm not Kanye.
Give it up for Jeff Blanchard for joining us on commentary. Woo! It's the fourth quarter. The Cavs are playing great. And joining me once again as second Mike, who is Ray Roberts.
Ooh.
And now joining us at the table is comedian Chad Zuma.
All right. Chris Clem, C4 Podcast. Subscribe, everyone.
You're the first person to come up to this table that has actually been a guest on the podcast.
I am. I was actually on the last episode, if I'm not mistaken. Is that true?
No. The last episode was Ben Palmer.
Fuck Ben Palmer. Go back to Atlanta. No, I'm joking. I was trying to start some comic.
Did you listen right to the last episode?
No, I did not.
Okay. I was going to say I didn't listen to anything to research for this. So.
How did you get a second mic on this hot gig?
I live in the same house as fucking Sabat. That's how I got second mic.
Yeah.
Did you want to do this? Have you done this professionally before?
I actually did. I did. Chris Clem and I have talked about this on the C4 podcast. I covered the NBA draft before for 1100 WTAM. You remember that?
I remember it.
What year was the Dion Waiters? The year I predicted Dion
2012.
Waiters? 2012. That's when I did it. Yeah.
Live on the air before he was drafted, he said, I have word that the Cavs are going to be drafting Dion Waiters. And I will say in Chad's defense, his co-host almost laughed at him.
It was Mike Snyder, Andre Knott, and me.
Nobody had Dion Waiters in any mock drafts. And they're like, Dion Waiters. Well, we'll see if that happens as the Cavs get ready to make their pick.
Kyrie to the hole.
I do also want to say that Chad Zumach was the inspiration for me to burn the very jersey I'm wearing right now. But my mother, who paid for this jersey, said, you will fucking die before you burn that jersey.
You can't burn this one. You're not allowed.
You're lucky.
This one?
Yeah.
I'm not going
this
to.
This isn't one that they were wearing currently at the time. This was one of those like throwback night ones. So it doesn't look as outdated as all the other ones. So people might think you bought it recently.
That Linda Roberts knows how to invest her money in fucking hardwood classic jerseys.
You know who doesn't? My brother, who will often buy NBA jerseys off eBay while drunk.
No, I'm just like, I'm so into this. I mean, right now, everything's just lining up right now. You got Andrew Bogut, who just went down with injury.
All right.
Oh! Kyrie motherfucking Irving! And one! Where's the foul?
But Chad Zumach, what is your opinion on how much Tristan Thompson makes per year?
What is my opinion on that?
Yeah. Do you think he should get more money?
Fucking rebound, love!
When Rich Paul is your agent, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
I think you should get more money.
I'm going to do my best Jim Ross impression. You guys fill in where you can. LeBron James bringing the ball up in the timeline against Steph Curry on the three-point line. He's dribbling. He goes up for the shot.
He's dribbling.
Steph Curry. LeBron James misses. He misses that shot like a scalded dog.
Now, Jim, that was a horrible shot by LeBron right there. That was
LeBron
terrible.
Shot was as bad as French's mustard. If it was good, it would have been like JR's main event mustard, available at WWEshop.com.
Can I just do Austin Carr?
Yes.
Now, Fred, what's going on right now? Is Kyrie needs to pass the ball instead of shooting the ball, instead of passing it to LeBron. LeBron needs to, what? Yeah, that's it.
You can't be Austin Carr without calling an exciting play like Kyrie Irving makes the shot.
But he always calls the obvious. He's like, now Fred, what Kyrie has to do is score the basketball, and that's when we score more points.
Ray, can you do an Austin Carr impression? Let's just do three Austin Carrs. Well, Fred, I think the key to the game is the Cavs got to score more points than the other team.
Now, go ahead. Your turn.
Oh, motherfuck.
He doesn't say that.
Well,
he would be embarrassed. He doesn't like people that say dirty words.
Well, that's my impression is going to be dirty Austin Carr. I don't have an Austin Carr.
Can you do Fred McLeod?
Oh, Fred McLeod. I'm very good at being white.
Off a rubber rim.
Embrace your strengths.
Austin, what do you think the key is for the Cavs to pull out this fourth quarter?
Well, Fred, when the Cavs score more points, when LeBron scores double digits in points, rebounds, and assists, that's when LeBron gets a triple-double.
Excellent commentary as always, AC.
In all seriousness, the fact that LeBron and Kyrie are playing so well is so optimistic right now. This is exactly what the Cavaliers needed.
This is what they need is to end up winning this game by more than 10, go home, win the next game, and then have our hearts be broken in game 7.
Shut the fuck up.
Boo! Whoa. Who's defending the Warriors now?
I'm not defending the Warriors.
No, that's what you
said.
I have literally never said that the Warriors are going to win. I've just defended their
legacy.
No,
you're worse. You keep saying, come on, guys, let's lighten up on Steph Curry.
Oh, LeBron, protect the ball.
Steph Curry is as light as you can get.
I'm going to argue that I'm lighter than Steph Curry, so let's go with that. That's true.
You have a better haircut than him, I'll tell you that right
now. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Both splash.
All right, I'm going to be Gorilla Monsoon.
Word
up
to sports clips and
stuff. We're hanging from the Raptors here in the Oracle Arena, Jess.
We're here live at the Oracle Arena right now. Vince McMahon on commentary, joined by Ray Roberts and Chad Zumach. Whoa, this has been quite the game for the Cavaliers.
Hey, Vince, can I say something to you?
Oh, sure thing, pal.
You fucking stink now that you're old and you have no competition.
Oh, Chad Zumach, always a firebrand at the commentary desk. LeBron James with the ball. He sets up a screen. And he goes, he's dribbling. He's moving. He's dribbling. Oh my, what a maneuver.
No, seriously, Vince, you're really bad at booking. You have
she's really pretty, though.
My daughter Stephanie handles most of the creative. Yeah.
No, send that chick to Cleveland. She's a 10.
Well, the whole Vince, what I'm trying to say is the WWE stinks now compared to what it used to.
Our stock prices are higher than they've ever been.
But you have less viewers.
But I'm making more money than I ever have. Why would I change?
But Vince, you watch the WrestleMania. The only reason that like people watch are for the older guys, and they get the biggest pops.
The biggest pop of all time is my son-in-law, Triple H. Triple H, he's the best wrestler of all time.
But people don't like Triple H, Vince.
Oh, but I love him. He's a great son-in-law. Have you seen him at a cookout?
But, yeah, he might be great at a cookout, but like in a main event.
He's a great father to my granddaughters.
But at this, don't you think he's kind of kissing at your
he's
ass?
He's muscular.
He's kind of working his way to the
Look
top.
Look at the vascularity. Tristan Thompson is two doses of Ico Pro away from being a WWE superstar.
Hey, Vince, what are the chances you bring
this game will be available on Coliseum Video at all Blockbuster locations.
Vince, do you think we should give Tristan Thompson more money?
Is he in a union? Traditionally, it's been shown that black champions do not draw.
Now, Vince, let me ask you this.
I just want to say there's not enough people having enough black champions. When I beat Joe Frazier, it's too ugly. Everybody want to talk about Joe Frazier. Everybody want to talk about Steph Curry. It's too ugly. It's too light-skinned. I'm bad. People should be champions like me. I know I died last week, but I'm coming back. I'm really good.
Oh, Muhammad Ali at the commentary desk. There's a champion you can be proud of.
Wasn't he at the first WrestleMania?
He was the outside enforcer for the main event match between Hulk Hogan and Rowdy Roddy Piper.
I beat Superman in the third round in Action Comics in 1973. I'm bad.
Oh, yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Zubak, everybody.
All right, joining us once again is Charles Bailey. Hey!
Somebody cheer!
Make more noise! Make more noise! Yeah!
Hey, I feel like if win or lose...
The Scrubs are in? Do you know what that means?
We won.
The Cavs are going to win! Yeah! So now we'll do commentary about Steph Curry's crybaby face.
But no, just like Jeff said, it's Cleveland sports, so...
That means the Chronicler was right.
The Chronicler was right again.
100% of the time. But no, I feel like win or lose, Draymond Green should just run out and kick LeBron in the nuts.
I think he will in game six. He's probably right now in a gym somewhere just kicking against a pad over and over again.
But he's for real across the street at the A's game.
Kunta.
You know the real reason why Draymond Green not here? He didn't get suspended. He mourning the loss of his son. Harambe, because he looked like a gorilla.
Again, a black guy said that. Except for Anthony, all the racist stuff was said by black people. Can I put that disclaimer at the beginning of the episode?
95% of the racist stuff was said by black people.
My biggest goal, anybody find out how much it is to buy ad space in the Record Courier, because I want to buy a Who is Ray Roberts ad.
I think you just need
courier.
To pay for your own postage.
That's a good joke.
619.
I feel like Steph Curry, when they lose, he gonna be in the locker room listening to Drake crying.
I'm surprised Drake hasn't shown up during this series.
He's a Cavs fan now.
2 Chainz was there.
Scotty Pippen
was
right. 2
Chainz was in Cleveland.
He's at the game right now. I seen him.
Oh, is he here?
Yeah.
He's on Cleveland side. He's got to be.
Yeah, he, yeah. Right,
he was
right
in
there.
Cleveland in a Cleveland shirt.
I want to defend
Willis Gordon not on a mic fucking killing this
I want to defend Scotty Pippen here and say that the two games Mozgov has touched the floor are the two games the Cavs
have we
won.
Talked about Steph Curry's eyes yet? They're fucking, you could drown in those eyes.
I just want to point out I wore my Timothy Mozgov hat tonight because I'm Russian as he is and he won. He's in. He's the best.
Yeah, that's cool. Go sit down somewhere else.
I feel like this game, the
most
Cavs,
Bates hitting the three.
The Cavs are up 16
with a minute left,
and I love seeing all these rich Silicon Valley types just looking so just sad about a team they didn't know existed 3 seasons ago.
But how about the fact that half of those people showed up to see if J.R. Smith knows where their missing family member is? That dude has killed people. And fucking, he knows
all right,
where they're
first,
at.
First, you defended the Warriors. Now you're talking shit about J.R. Smith.
No, I
cannot
he will
stand
fuck
it.
You up.
Hey, I am on the record saying that if the Cavs win the finals, that I will buy an entire J.R. Swish outfit because he's the difference. I love J.R. Smith.
That is Dr. Swish to you, or Mr. Swish at least.
He is, if the Cavs...
He went to medical school, he's Dr. Swish.
If J.R. Smith
he is
showed
the
up,
doctor of Swish. If he wins the NBA Finals, he will be the dean of Swish.
If he showed up to buy a car from you, you would be sucking his dick, so let's not act like...
Oh, I'm not sucking his dick. I'm letting him penetrate. I don't give a fuck. J.R. Smith is the fucking man.
Get it! Oh, it's an offensive foul. Oh, what a maneuver!
23.
They want to call shit with 39 seconds left in the game, little punk asses.
This is the way that the Cavs lose the championship
look
by blowing
this,
a 15-point
James
point
Posey
lead.
Was the only coach on the Cavs that looked remotely happy about the outcome of this game.
That one brother on the left's lip was hitting the bottom of his shoe like he had Novocaine in.
Again, black guy pointing out lips sagging.
Are you going to tell us how President Obama looks like he's been getting into the Kool-Aid?
Listen, I just want to let you know, these people have aged me 45 years. I'm getting old. I'm tired. I've got type 2 diabetes. I'm going to have sickle cell by the time I get out of this motherfucker.
Mr. President, you have filmed a commercial with Steph Curry. Is it safe to say you're rooting for the Warriors in this series?
No, I just wanted to show the world I could beat his ass in Connect Four.
Is that Andrew Bynum in the second row?
I think so. And with that, I think the Cavs have won it.
The Cavs have won!
Yes!
Congratulations to the first inaugural Chris Clem Cavs cast.
We're coming back like LeBron's hairline.
The Cavs are going to game 6 back in Cleveland. I want to thank everybody who came up and did commentary with me. Ray Roberts, the second mic the majority of the time. Anthony Svet. Willis Gordon. The Chronicler, Jorge De La Rosa. Dwayne Duke. Nick Urich. Charles Bailey. Jeff Blanchard. Jason Moliterno. Sam Bandecki. Chad Zumach. Spider Jones. And Chad Weaver. I'm Chris Clem. Thanks for listening. And I can't wait for game 6. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening.
Oceans sank an island's rose. Perhaps the Stone Tavern will be fined thousands of dollars for this episode. Please consider advertisement space on Chris Clem's C4 podcast. He needs the money bad. He'll take seashells, chocolate beans. What kind of income do you what do you barter with?
I'll take anything. Credit card or cash is preferred.
Rotten. How do you feel about rotten wood? All right, everyone, thank you very much.
Go Cavs!